Praetorian News Editor Petram Peddie has apologised to his colleagues for the damage his story on SA's so-called Tembisa 10 did to independent media's reputation. In an email dated on Monday the 21st of June 2021, Rampedi says, "Dear Anis Salih, Editor-in-Chief, I'm writing to you full of sadness and regret about how the decoupled story, which I authored on June 8, 2021, was handled, and the obvious impact it had on the company's reputation. Let me start by stating from the onset that I stand by the fact that José Mane Setole was pregnant, and that she did give birth. I don't doubt it, and I never have. Be that as it may, I am sorry for the reputational damage the aftermath of the story caused for the group, the company, and my colleagues in general. I am fully aware that the story and the general response put all my colleagues in an awkward position and under immense public pressure. They obviously found themselves in a position where they had to explain themselves to their families, friends, and ordinary members of the public about a matter that they were not fully apprised of. On the other hand, it was being used, by design or by default, to question their journalistic integrity and ethics. Some of our reporters were constantly asked to produce the babies while out on assignment. To be blunt, the story provided detractors with an opportunity to cast aspersions on the professional integrity of not only myself, but also my colleagues in the group. For that, I am extremely sorry. It was unfortunate, and I would like to apologize to you, my colleagues, and the group. Even though I stand by the fact that Setole was pregnant, some aspects of the story could have been dealt with differently. Could I have handled the story far much better? Definitely. Especially the verification process. Quite honestly, I never treated the decoupled story as an investigation at all. I used no investigative tool or checklist. From the beginning, I saw it as a feel-good story for South Africa. I treated it as a piece that would celebrate a woman who gave birth to 8 babies at the same time, breaking all sorts of records and putting the country on the map. I trusted the sources because I got to know them over a period of several months. I knew them and their families personally. Setole's pregnancy grew in size right before my eyes. I saw the woman's health failing her. I saw her traveling to hospital for medical checkups on several occasions. I trusted the couple. They had no reason to lie to me about the pregnancy. For me, it was a story of celebration. Hence, I never demanded documentary proof of the pregnancy, such as scanners and clinic cards, for instance, as I would normally do with an investigative story. There was nothing to investigate, I thought. However, judging by the sudden turn of events and the reaction from the government and our detractors, I was wrong. It was not necessarily a feel-good story. It was an investigative story that ought to have been treated as such. Unfortunately, by the time the story was put under scrutiny to meet the criteria of investigative journalism, the environment was hostile and I had been blocked from getting necessary documentary evidence. I'm not sure whether it's because the story had my name on it and was associated with my paper. However, what was supposed to be a feel-good story was analysed using the checklist of investigative journalism and used to cast aspersions on all of us. It seems the reaction was more about how some of my mainstream media colleagues felt about me rather than the story itself. I doubt the reaction and the level of sustained attacks on the group would have been the same had the story been authored by someone else, even from within independent media. In hindsight, though, I believe I should have anticipated such a reaction and handled the story differently. I could have, for example, involved more people in the group. Perhaps I shouldn't have written the story myself. The reality of the matter is that I did ask the couple whether they were open to the story being done by one of my reporters. They were not comfortable. They rejected the idea out of hand. They simply had trust issues around the respect for their safety, culture, and religion. They were paranoid. Hence, they took forever to agree to an interview. I have no problem if you would like to distribute this email among my fellow editors. I also owe them a big apology after all.